commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Each year, I write a commencement speech to the year's graduates. While I've never been invited to be a commencement speaker and probably never will, I've enjoyed writing these once-a-year send-off messages. Congratulations to everyone who is graduating this year. To travel hopefully is better than to arrive. Robert Louis Stevenson's quote was sometimes used on advertising posters for the great passenger trains across our country. The journey, traveling through the Rockies in the early morning or seeing the mighty Hudson River at sunset, is better than waiting at the baggage claim for your suitcase. So today, graduates arrive at the end of their educational journey, and when they look back in time at school, they're not going to remember much of what's said at graduation. They'll remember the teachers, friends, activities, and hopefully the lessons they've learned along the journey. But as graduates get ready to enter the real world, there is a trend that I find troubling, and it's not new. It's been building up for many years, and now it's accelerating. We are much more of a right-now, instant gratification society. We go for the quick and easy, the faster-than-life affirmation, instead of taking the long view. Patience and perseverance never seem to win out, and that's unfortunate. Because the things that are lasting, the things that are achieved over time, the things that force you to reach beyond yourself are ultimately the things that are most rewarding in life. Consider for a moment the role that drugs play in our society. I know a young person, a little older than today's high school graduates, who tells me that all of his friends are marijuana users, 100%. Some also use harder drugs, some don't. And the trends in society are moving towards those people with that bad habit. Recreational use is already legal in Colorado and in Oregon and Washington. It's being decriminalized in other states, and others have questionable marijuana dispensaries. People use drugs and alcohol for a reason. Sometimes it's easier to get that quick relief, an escape, instead of dealing with something that's wrong in their lives. Which is easier, hitting the joint or the bottle that makes you feel better in the here and now, or confronting things that need to be changed? Making life changes is hard. It takes time. But the change is lasting. Unfortunately, the quick fix wins out. We used to be a society of savers. Very few people remember the saying, 10% for the Lord, 10% for the bank, and spend the rest with joy and thanksgiving. That's how people used to manage their paychecks. A tithe to their house of worship, a deposit in their savings account, and then the other 80% is what they would live on. Today we save less than 1% of what we earn. We put fast food on our credit cards. Imagine financing today's lunch over a decade. Modern consumerism is to buy things now and pay for them later. The old idea of saving for what we want is largely forgotten, and today there are very few adults who know the self-assurance of leading a debt-free life. Look at the world of business and entertainment. We're mesmerized by people who make a quick rise to the top, and we barely notice the long, hard, steady worker who slowly climbs the ladder of success. Look at our work ethic. We have record numbers of people on disability, food stamps, not active in the workforce. Not being able to support yourself used to be something to be ashamed of. Today, it's the new reality. Now, I have good news. Because these common values are less valuable, graduates who have them will stand out. They'll climb the ladder of success faster as you'll work harder than others who are around you. And the rewards will not be in your portfolio or your standard of living. The benefits of an industrial life build up inside you, not around you. Today, our school journey comes to an end, but let's not fool ourselves. Graduates had to make this journey. We insist that everyone goes to high school till they're an adult. You get to choose the next journey, whether it's college or service in our armed forces or volunteerism or entering the workforce. I hope this is the generation that stops with the shortcuts. Having a more industrious society will benefit all of us, and most of all, it will benefit you, the new graduates. And with that, congratulations to the class of 2014.